Hello and welcome. This is Your Money Matters from the Wall Street Journal. From the newsroom in New York, I'm Tanya Bustos. And the tech sector is continuing to support strong earnings. But how long can this last? And what's on the horizon in the tech sector? The Money Beat crew breaks it all down, coming up.
This is Your Money Matters from the Wall Street Journal.
Hello, everybody. Welcome to the Money Beat podcast. Paul and Stephen here in the studio, joined by our colleague, Corey Driebusch. Corey, how are you?
Great. How are you?
And we are also joined by Brad Slingerland, who is the portfolio manager at the Janus. He is portfolio manager of, I should say, Janus's Global Technology Fund. Brad, how are you?
Good. Thanks for having me.
And as you can guess from our lineup, folks, we're going to talk a little bit about tech stocks today. Good time to talk about it. We're still in the middle of earnings season. A lot of big tech companies have reported. We're going to take a little bit of a step back and look at the sector itself, why it's attractive, what might be going on there, why it might not be attractive, what you want to look for. So let's start with Brad. Brad, you run the tech fund. What? How? Give us some general detail on the fund. How big is it, and what's your focus?
Sure. The Janus Global Technology Fund is about a $2.5 billion product strategy. We are a global fund. We invest in all aspects of technology, all around the world. It's a team of about 10 of us that work on the fund and also do the technology research for the broader portfolios at Janus Capital.
Okay, great.
Well, one of the questions, you know, just to jump right in is, you know, how is this earnings season, the second quarter earnings season, sort of so far shaping up for, you know, the biggest tech companies? I know in the fourth quarter earnings season, first quarter were a little bit rougher, especially the fourth quarter earnings season.
Yeah, the earnings are always this funny collision of expectations and reality, and you know, I think this has been a pretty good earnings reporting season for the technology companies that we've seen report so far. That's typically more a factor of what the expectations were going into the quarter than what was actually reported. You know, as we know, the stocks move more on the long-term numbers than the short-term over time. But I do think after a couple of more challenging quarterly reports, maybe expectations were a little bit lower. I think certainly if you'd gone into the quarter saying, you know, Apple was going to report double-digit declines in phones and the stock would be up, that would have been a potentially difficult statement to make, but that's what happened.
Yeah. And I think, you know, I want to talk about some of the things going on in tech within the company, some of the trends. But one of the trends, and to get Corey into this here, Corey, because you wrote a story about this, is one trend with tech stocks, this will be interesting for investors, is dividends.
Yeah, it's pretty – I would think it's a little counterintuitive,
right,
to think of going into investing in tech or some interest in investing in tech as more further dividends lately. And it's interesting when we started hearing about how, say, an IBM or HP have increased their dividends to the levels where their dividend yield is – the same as the average utility stock. It seems a little odd, but when we start talking to some dividend or some tech investors, they or managers of tech portfolios, they were referring us to their income fund manager, saying, if you want to talk about IBM, you should talk to our income guys, which was pretty interesting. It just shows how desperate people are for any sort of yield right now.
Yeah.
Brad, this is one thing that we've talked about previously, but how does the fact that, like, you have these large tech companies who are still generating lots of revenue, lots of sales, but also now are paying, you know, big dividends, also doing stock buybacks, how does that sort of set them up for, you know, the rest of the year and going forward for investors?
Well, what we look at is what, you know, capital allocation at a high level, the stocks that do well over time, over the longer term, tend to be the ones that have the best capital allocator-focused management teams and boards. And so when we look at companies paying a high dividend or doing significant share repurchase, what we want to know is what's that coming at the expense of? Where could that capital have been allocated instead? And I think what worries us the most about many of the legacy technology companies paying high dividends now is it appears to be sacrificing their future to do so. I think IBM might be a good example of that, where rather than go out and perhaps do the mergers and acquisitions that they should be doing, or reinvesting more in the business, or restructuring the current business more. They've been overly focused on capital allocation, I think, to the detriment of their long-term business prospects.
Right. It's a company that what's their is it on the top line or the bottom line? They've had, you know, it's just a
13
string
quarters, yeah.
Right. Of falling revenue or earnings. I forget which one it is offhand.
I believe it's revenue.
Yeah. Of falling revenue. So you can see what Brad is talking about there. Let me get both of your opinions on this. Is this a situation, when you look at tech, I know we have a couple of companies that are absolutely gigantic and mammoth, and you look at the market caps and more these tech companies are moving up in it. Companies like Apple, Microsoft, Google just have, collectively hundreds of billions of dollars in cash on hand. When you look at the tech sector, is it a situation where you have a handful of great companies that are paying out these dividends, that have all this money, that have all the profits, or is it more spread out? What does the tech sector look like?
Well, I think it is becoming, we use the term power law, where the big get bigger and the tail spreads out. And I think we're seeing an extreme power law in the market right now, given the market cap of some of the bigger companies. Now, some of those biggest companies in the tech sector are actually some of the also fastest growing companies that are reinvesting in their business at very high rates, for example, with Alphabet. And then if you go further down the list, after you get out of the top five or so, then you start to see some of these more legacy companies that are getting bigger. The stocks are going up, the market cap's rising, more to do with their dividend yield and their share repurchase than the fundamentals of their business. And then in the long tail, we're seeing M&A activity really pick up. We've seen a lot of very large deals this year, LinkedIn, Arm Semiconductor, NetSuite, Yahoo. We expect that could really continue, so that these big companies continue to take in the smaller companies and get even bigger.
Yeah. Go ahead.
Yeah, Brett, I had a question for you. One thing when we were doing this story we were pushing up against was this kind of the attitude back in the late 90s from a lot of portfolio managers was that if you're a company that's off, if you're especially a tech company that's offering a dividend, it's kind of like acknowledging your growth is behind you. You mentioned some concerns about maybe an IBM, but do you feel that that's still kind of a thought process among some investors, that if you are a tech company offering a dividend, that you don't have much growth to offer, or is that too simplistic?
I think it's a thought that I run across in Silicon Valley more than I do in the investor community. I think from an investor perspective, there's an appreciation of balanced capital allocation. I do think you will meet, management at some large tech companies that are growing very quickly, reinvesting in the business. And from their perspective, when they think about capital allocation, a dividend or share repurchase is just very low on the list of high return things to do. So I do think there is some element of the more dividend focused you are, the more mature your business is. But I don't think that translates into any kind of investor stigma about those stocks necessarily.
All right. Let's wrap it up there. Everyone, thanks for listening, and we will catch up with you later this week.
WSJ Podcasts. Listen ambitiously.